protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, August 17th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Developer fees. Whenever you purchase something inside an app, the developer fee is the portion of that sale that goes to the App Store. Apple and Google say that money is necessary to keep their stores up, running, and secure. But many developers aren't on the same page at all. They say the fees are way too high. And last week, the video game maker Epic decided to do something about it. Our reporter Sarah Needleman will explain what happened and what it could mean for the app stores after these headlines. The TikTok saga continues. On Friday night, President Trump issued an order that requires the social media app's Chinese owner, ByteDance, to divest itself from TikTok's U.S. operations. He gave ByteDance 90 days to get it done. The order concludes an investigation by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., or CFIUS. Its role is to review acquisitions of U.S. companies by foreign entities to see if they could pose security risks. This latest order, the one that came out of CFIUS' investigation, is just the most recent action the Trump administration has taken against TikTok. And it comes as American companies have been in talks to acquire TikTok's U.S. operations. The administration has alleged the company could share users' data with China, and TikTok has denied that charge. And Amazon is coming under antitrust scrutiny in Canada. The country's antitrust watchdog is launching a civil investigation into the company. Specifically, they'll be looking into how Amazon treats third-party sellers on its platform. The Competition Bureau says there's no conclusion of wrongdoing at the moment, and Amazon says it's cooperating with the probe. The news comes as various other jurisdictions are looking into Amazon's business practices, including several U.S. states, Congress, and governments in Europe. After the break, our reporter Sarah Needleman breaks down the scuffle between Epic and the app stores, and why it matters. That's next.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Last Thursday, the video game maker Epic introduced a new direct payment system for its hit video game, Fortnite, bypassing the developer fees that Apple and Google charge. But that's against both App Store's rules. So Apple and Google pulled Fortnite, making it impossible for people to download the game or update it if they already had it. In response, Epic sued both Apple and Google, taking on two of the most powerful companies in the world and setting up a high-stakes legal battle over developer fees. To break it down, our reporter Sarah Needleman joins us once again. Sarah, thanks for coming back.
It's great to be here.
Okay, so what's the basis of their disagreement here?
Epic's new payment system basically skirted the 30% fee that developers are usually required to pay Apple and Google for in-app purchases. So Epic believes that Apple and Google are charging an exorbitant amount of money for developers to accept payments from consumers inside their apps. According to Epic, the other problem is that, at least with the case of Apple, it's not possible for accepting payments any other way. With Google, Fortnite could appear on Android devices, just not in the Google Play Store. It could go to other app marketplaces. But that is not even an option with Apple. So Epic's beef goes beyond just the 30% fee that developers are charged, but also the company is unhappy about the fact that Apple doesn't allow it to accept payments through any other means.
And what do Apple and Google say to that?
Well, the stores basically say that the 30% fee is justified because they provide services through their stores, such as security and user privacy. So when you and I, if we're playing a game and we spend a dollar on a virtual costume for our character, say, and Google takes 30% of that dollar, leaving only 70% for the developer, Apple and Google are saying, well, we use that money to make sure that the transaction is safe, that hackers don't get intervene, and to make sure your privacy isn't exposed as a consumer as a result of that transaction.
Even still, Epic is arguing that's too much, and they clearly knew what they were doing when they dropped this new payment system, right? They were set up for the consequences.
It was clear they were ready for a fight because as soon as Apple removed Fortnite from its store, Epic filed suit, and you don't whip out a lawsuit very quickly, especially one that's as detailed as this particular one. It's more than 60 pages long. And for each one. And also Epic put out a parody video of a 1984 Apple commercial to make its points, and also started a social media campaign with a trending, or hopefully for them, trending hashtag, raising the point that they are going after Apple and Google in this way. So this is clearly a planned move on Epic's behalf well before. And also keep in mind that Epic CEO Tim Sweeney has been very vocal, very critical of the 30% fees for a long time now. This goes back years. He's not been shy in expressing his dissatisfaction with the quote-unquote 30% tax that many people call it. So it's almost a personal vendetta at this point. And because he has a company with one of the most popular apps in the world, he's in a strong position. And he's also able to do it because the stakes for Epic aren't that high, in the sense that Fortnite is not just available on mobile devices. You can play Fortnite on consoles and computers. And probably it's fair to say that the majority of the most hardcore of gamers are playing on PCs and consoles, less so than on a mobile device. And they're spending most of their time and most of their dollars on the console and computer versions of the game. So for Epic, this isn't necessarily game over if Fortnite is permanently removed from the app stores.
So Epic is uniquely positioned to kind of take these companies on, right, on behalf of all app developers.
That's true, because it has the fame, the notoriety, it has the fan base, and it has other means of generating revenue. You know, you look at some game developers or any app developers, their entire business model rests on the app stores. I mean, they don't have anything else. That is really where their bread and butter lies. And that's not the case for Epic, because not only does it make video games, but it also makes something called the Unreal Engine, which is a very popular software for developing games that all sorts of studios use. They also use it for things for movie making and architecture. So it's a totally separate business line for Epic that's quite lucrative. Epic also owns House Party, which is a popular video chat app. It owns other game studios like the one that makes Rocket League, which is a pretty popular video game. And Epic has its own computer game store, in which, by the way, it does take a cut from developers, but its cut is only 12%. That is significantly less than the 30% that Apple and Google take.
So what's next in this legal battle between Epic and these big companies?
Well, we'll see how the companies respond. And, you know, if they seek to have the case thrown out, whether or not a judge will say, no, go ahead, or move on. But, you know, we have to keep in mind when we make all the backdrop of what makes this so fascinating is that both Google and Apple are facing scrutiny from the Justice Department over antitrust issues. This has been something that's been going on for a while. It also involves other companies like Amazon and Facebook. But one of the talking points throughout the congressional hearings that have recently happened on antitrust did focus very specifically on the App Store fees that Apple pays, charges, especially the fact that Apple has this walled garden where you can't have any other payment options besides its own. So this is something that is already being looked at by a much bigger entity than just Epic Games, and we're talking about Congress here. So, and then there's also been European antitrust regulators are also looking into this matter because the Spotify's complaints regarding Apple as well. It goes beyond just Epic. We also know that Netflix has butted heads with Apple, as well as Match, the dating service So this is really, Epic's taking the lead, but it's not a new issue, and it's definitely something that has drawn the attention of more than just other app developers, but also government or antitrust authorities across the globe.
All right. We'll be watching. Our reporter, Sarah Needleman, thanks so much for sharing your reporting.
Okay. You're welcome.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. As always, we've got more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. So check us out there. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.